There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. There's a reason that's in the one I run. Go check them out. Back in 2010, I saw something that caught my attention, and I went looking. And this was early on. There was this thing out there. There was this thing they were talking about. And I'm always watching the ATF because, I don't trust them. And whenever I see an ATF-sponsored program out there, I'm naturally interested in it. And I started doing, once a month, a segment on something they call Fast and Furious. Back in 2010, I was doing it with Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. I knew some details to it, but, you know, you never know all the details to it because I wasn't that close. I was just reading what was in the news, right? I was finding things out as best I could. Well, there were people that knew a lot of details about it, and these were the people close to... There was one Border Patrol agent out there who was murdered with Fast and Furious weapons. And since the day that happened, and one thing I've said, whenever you lose a loved one to violence, you never get closure. But you can find answers. You want to find answers. You at least want to know. And since the day Brian Terry was murdered, his family has been seeking these answers. Joining me today, I don't know how exclusive this is, but I'm pretty sure they haven't sent their... We'll find out in just a second. There's a email or letter going to Senator Charles Grassley today making a few demands about a few things I hadn't even heard about. But joining us today are Brian Terry's siblings, his big brother Kent and his big sister Michelle. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
You guys have sent a letter to Senator Charles Grassley. How many of those things that I think I've never heard of are actually things that the public has never heard before?
Go ahead, Michelle.
Hello? Michelle?
Probably about the computers being wiped clean and we don't have access to his personal handguns. We never seen them. We were informed they were never in the house when we took up possession.
They raided his house.
the federal government raided
his house.
Somebody was in it because the family didn't gain access until May. Brian was killed in December. So what happened in those months?
Well, wait a minute. Why didn't you gain access until May? What was the reason for that? He wasn't killed in his house, was he?
No. We had to get an executor of state in order to proceed with his estate, and we didn't get that granted until May.
So it essentially has been like a cover-up since day one. I've never heard of that before. I've never heard of that before.
No. You know what? We never heard of it before either. This is, you know what? I hate to say this is a bad experience for us to even, like, learn about it. But, I mean, it's kind of sad because even my dad went down there to look at Brian's house and try to get in. He couldn't get in it. And then the following time he went down in there and he looked through the windows and you can tell it was ransacked. But Brian had, like, two personal computers. This is one of the things we want to find out what happened. And then I think Brian knew about gun running, but I don't think he knew the extent of it. to be honest with you. I don't think he knew about Fast and Furious or the whole ATF thing that was going on, but I think he found out about guns crossing the border because he did write 3 emails regarding something. It wasn't about a transfer or time off or anything to do with the union. It had to do with Border Patrol issues. And I think he was aware of it, and I think he wanted to bring it to someone's attention.
He was definitely on something.
Yeah, and I think when my dad's, this is before we found out about Fast and Furious, my dad slipped and told Dennis Burke, which we all know about Dennis Burke.
He was a special agent in charge of the ATF.
Mm-hmm. No, he was,
he was attorney general for...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yep. And he was part of the Fast and Furious scandal. He knew all about it. He was the main man that the ATF went to. But my dad slipped and told him that Brian bought them emails. And next thing you know, Brian's computers are wiped clean. Completely wiped clean. I'm like, when you buy a new computer, like HP or pop on or something, I mean, nothing would pop on. And when you, it'd power up and it'd just be a black screen on both computers. And you can see where the screws were out missing out the back of the laptop and some are missing. But that's one question we want to know about. I mean, we want answers for that. We want to know why, like you said, Brian's house wasn't a crime scene. So why did they go in there and take his personal weapons? So that's another thing we want answers for. It's just all the stuff, we're just tired of being silent about it. It's just, we're trying to believe in a justice system, and it's failed. So,
do you think that part of the problem that you guys are having is what, you know, that's just, I mean, what you're going up against is a tarp that if it gets pulled back, there's all kinds of roaches underneath it that are going to be trying to scurry around and get out of the light. Are you guys, if you find out your truths, will you inadvertently shine light on things they don't want to be known?
Yeah. Yeah, I will. So, it's just sad that we can't get justice because the DOJ is, Eric Holder's involvement in it. It's just, where do you go? Who do you go to besides Congress and Senate? That's it. Who do you go to?
Well, now, Grassley's not known to be a shy and retiring guy. I mean, have you guys been in, I mean, is this a cold call that you're doing with him, or how is that going to
work? No, we've talked in the past before, but my main thing right now is them questions, but also about the new ATF director that's going to be stepping up, Thompson.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't want to discipline the agents in Fast and Furious. He thought that he shouldn't have to be disciplined. No, just not my brother's death. I mean, there's also another federal agent that it's, you know, he's not getting the attention, though, for his death involved in Fast and Furious with the weapons is Agent Zapata.
Yeah, for some reason, they don't even count him as being killed by a Fast and Furious weapon, even though he was killed in connection with it, do they?
Yeah, I mean so you got 2 federal agents died by another federal agency. I mean, how does that look? As a head of DOJ or the head of ATF saying, hey, you know what, man, there's something wrong here, and these agents are involved for 2 federal agents' death. Why are we still got these guys working? Why are they still wearing a badge and going and collecting a paycheck and putting Americans in harm's way?
We're coming up on the first break. You guys can stay with me for a bit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal, because I got lots of questions for you. I got lots of questions. Because I've talked about this for 5 years now. As we're coming up on the first break, I wouldn't be satisfied just with these ATF appointees being fired. I think a lot of them probably need to go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this ain't Watergate. Watergate, they broke in and did a little burglary, and you know, but this isn't Watergate. There's been deaths here.
Yeah, deaths of 2 federal agents and 100, we don't know how many Mexican civilians.
Well, they say it's 300, and it's been 300 for 5 years.
It's been 300 for 5 years.
Yeah. But, 300 for, yeah. Not 299, not 301, just 300.
Yeah, that's what they document, though. That's not everything, I don't believe.
But Brian Terry Foundation, we're going to break, guys. Hang on for me. The Brian Terry Foundation is out there, and I'm going to talk about something where you can get involved with the Brian Terry Foundation. I got 11 ways still to do it. Talk about that later on. We'll be right back. My guest today, Kent Terry, Michelle Terry Bollig, siblings of Brian Terry, on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Coat at tacticalholsters.com. One thing I want to tell you about the Brian Cherry Foundation, if you would like to help the Brian Cherry Foundation, and if you have an AR-15, okay, right now at Battle Comp there are 11 5.56 of various configuration AR-15 Battle Comps with my logo on them. You send $100 to Brian Cherry, the Brian Cherry Foundation. They'll generate a receipt. You send me the receipt at bill@lockandloadradio.com. I send that to my pal John at BattleComp. Also send me your address, and you have just gotten a BattleComp. I don't know, you know, maybe one day down the road there'll be collector's editions. I don't know if, you know, and but I do know that when you shoot with those things, the bullets go all into one hole with the lock and load battle comp on it. This I know. Joined again by Kent, Terry, and Michelle Terry Bolig. Michelle, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Nope, it's Balog.
Balog.
Yes. It's okay. It gets chopped up all the time.
So does Frady for some reason. I don't know. I've only got five letters to mess up, and I knew I was messing up your last name. But you guys,
if they want to make the $100 donation, just tell them to go to honorbrianterry.com and click on contribute, and then they will be generated a receipt via email.
And then they can send it to me. You just told them. Anyway, you guys have had a lot of help from the gun community, haven't you? I mean, my buddy Eric Detrek has been out there for you, and a lot of the companies have gotten out there. And they've really sort of converged on their own. And really, truly, this is the only help you've gotten, because certainly the government hasn't helped you out any, have they?
No.
No, not at all. I want to back up for a minute and just, you know, make it clear, though, that, I mean, we're not targeting an argument or a fight with Mr. Grassley. We understand he's on our side, and we respect everything he's doing. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to put pressure on these people to get answers. I mean, it is over almost four and a half years now. I mean, it's getting kind of ridiculous. But I just want to make that clear, though, that we're not, you know, want an argument with Grassley or Chaffetz or any of them. We just want answers, you know. We just want answers for why Brian died, and, you know, where's the accountability? Where's the prosecution? I mean, so this won't happen again. So
if I'm the Department of Justice, and I'm actually trying to do law enforcement stuff, and somebody out there, one of our own, like Brian, gets gunned down, and the family wants to know about it, you know, I pull you all in, I swear you to secrecy, I give you the details, I let you walk, and then you know. And for some reason, that kind of transparency just ain't happening, is it? I mean,
no, you know, no, it's not. You know, and to be honest with you, I met with Eric Holder one face to face about a year ago.
Okay,
he swore this is before the documents even proved that his involvement in Fast and Furious back in they come out in December of 2014. You know, who was all the agencies involved? You know, it's just not ATF involved in either. I mean, you got DEA, you got FBI, you even got the IRS, you got Eric Holder, the DOJ. I mean, these are agencies all involved in this gun scandal. I mean, and there's no examples being made. Look at all these scandals going on in these agencies now. I mean, there's no discipline. All you do is get a slap on the hand. Of course you're going to keep doing it. The thing is, it's got to stop for the American people. And it does. And, you know, it just, and it sickens me and my family, because we can't even move on because we don't know.
Right. You guys are stuck in pause. You're stuck at pause, aren't you?
Yep. No closure.
We've been lied to since day one. I mean, day one they told us, you know, hey, we found the three weapons at the scene. We arrested four guys. And all of a sudden the four guys are like, oh, it turns into five and six. And then all of a sudden it went from three guns they found to two guns. Well, we're thinking, wait a minute here. Why are they changing their story so quick? Then Cheryl Atkinson brought that story out with the Fast and Furious a few months later. And that's where we're like, wow, this is bigger than anything.
This is the time for all of you out there listening to get on the phones today and let your senator know that you know that Chuck Grassley got a letter from the Terry family and that you would like to see something happen. This is you know, this can turn into a grassroots cause, because like Kent says, this has got to stop. I mean, the DEA, the Secret Service, all of these guys, they get caught out there hiring prostitutes and ramming guard shacks and all this other stuff. It's like the Keystone Cops. And these are the ones trying to regulate your life.
Yeah. And regulate your constitutional rights. That's sad. And it should, but you know, they need to start holding people accountable, prosecute them so it don't happen again. I guarantee you start prosecuting some of these people, you ain't going to have a scandal like Fast and Furious again.
You sat down with Eric Holder, and then you found out, we finally got some of these documents, and you found out that he knew. And he lied, and you had to be sitting there just shaking when you found that out.
I was shaking because, you know, he sat there and looked my mom in the face, playing like he's so sincere about Brian's death and he's going to get answers. And it's more political. He kept saying this over. It's more political than what you think. It's more political than what you think. You know, the news media is making it a big hype. You know what? No, it's not. I got a brother that's 6 feet in the ground. It's not a hype. It's reality. And you know what? And he's sitting there talking to my mom and sister, hold it. You know why we're here. I'm not here for your sympathy. I want answers for my brother's senseless death caused by your agencies. And he told me, he looked me in the face and said, you know, Ken, I'll give you answers. You know, and that was the last I heard of him. And then I found out he's just as guilty as the rest of the parties.
So. Do you believe now, and this is all conjecture on your part, and you may not want to do it, Mary, knowing all the players that are involved, right? Knowing, I'm sure somebody in the FBI, like when you're talking about the FBI being involved, they had to sign off on some of these purchases that were made at these gun shops because some of these guys buying these guns were felons.
So they
had to get involved in that, yeah. So somebody had to tell the executive branch.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Somebody had to, the State Department had to know, too, because you know what? Anything going outside the U.S. borders, State Department's got to know.
And That's right. CIA was wanting to do something, and they found out this was going on, and they complained to the State Department. I remember that part of that.
Yeah, but you know what? Why isn't nobody asking where the State Department's involvement? They would have the funding. This is where the funding went. This is who it went to. Who signed off on it? You know what? It just didn't stop at the Phoenix Field Division in Arizona. This had to go to Washington for people to make these decisions.
Yeah, they were just the tip of the spear.
I mean, it's common sense. I mean, they started to tell us, well, it was only the ATF field agents. No, because somebody had to sign off on it. Somebody had to pay for it. Somebody funded it. So, and this is like you said, they're letting known felons buy 200 or 300 AK-47s at a time. They're supposed to be taking guns off the street, not putting them on the street.
Yeah, well.
And now the thing is, now it's like a lot of people don't think about this. Now you get all these ISIS and other terrorists coming up through the Mexican border. What's the chances of them not grabbing them guns on their way through?
There's still 2,000 guns unaccounted for.
You guys hang on. I want to ask you a question about guns, the physical part of guns. I don't know if you know this or not. This is fascinating. My guest this hour, Kent Terry, Michelle Terry Balog. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants to create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug-out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour Survival Skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking to Kent Terry, Michelle Terry, Balog. You both are older siblings of Brian Terry, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. We got a call coming in. Somebody lived in Arizona during this situation is... I know him because now he lives in my state. We're joined now by Heath. Heath, turn down your computer or whatever you're listening on.
Is that better?
That's better. And I've been so rarely get to ask that. Go ahead.
You know, like you said, I was living in Arizona, and I remember when this happened, and I remember all the outrage. And I remember John McCain saying that he was going to get, you know, to the bottom of this. And I just wanted to ask them, you know, the siblings, if they've ever had any interaction with John McCain, and but he has said about, you know, finding who's responsible and holding the DOJ responsible, and if anybody from, you know, the state of Arizona has offered to even help the Terry family in getting some justice.
Guys,
you know what? I've written McCain probably a half a dozen times and never got one response out of him. And sometimes you think, you know, they use Brian's death to push their agendas on certain things, and after that, they just can care less about it. But the only one it has is out of Arizona is Mrs. Brewer. She's reached out to my mom quite a bit. And that's about the only one, really, in Arizona, politician-wise, that has done anything. But as far as McCain, no. He's never responded to any of my emails, nothing.
I'm sorry to hear that. You know, I thought he was a better person than that. But
so you know what? So did I. You know, when all that happened, I figured, okay, we got this guy in our corner, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, you know what? If it's not going to help their agenda, they don't want nothing to do with it. And it's kind of sad. Very sad.
Yeah. I'm sorry for your brother's death. And, you know, like I said, I was there, and I've been down where he was shot and everything else. And I thought for sure that, you know, some of the Republicans in Arizona would step up and hold the admin of the Obama administration responsible, and I guess it's just not going to happen.
Well, I just got to squeaky wheel gets the grease, and that's why I keep going and keep going, and that's I promised my brother that, and you know, when I lowered him in the ground when I seen it, I said I will get answers for you. But I appreciate you your support and everything.
What you and I can do, Heath, is you know, we got two senators here in South Carolina, one of them that wants to think about being president, that we can call and pressure to take a look at this Grassley letter.
Exactly.
Yep. I'll be doing that anyway. Heath, thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you.
All right. As you guys go forward, somebody over there on your side need to turn down the computer too.
No, I'm. I,
I don't have no music on.
Let's see. Can you, is there something you can do, hand cannon? I'm getting a lot of echo here. Or is this something I just need to motor through? I'm just going to motor through it, you know? I'm just going to motor through it. I'm not supposed to sit here and be quiet. One thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, we're talking about the kind of guns that actually ran down into Mexico, into the Sinaloas. They ran it to the Sinaloas. Have you guys ever looked at the makeup of what is the primary weapon used by the cartels there?
AK-47.
No.
ARs.
They have most of the cartel soldiers are former federales or police soldiers or police operators. And there's two types of weapons. One was a 5.56, and I can't remember what 5.56 caliber. None of them were the AK, though. And, you know, you're talking about ISIS coming up through the country, and I understand the AK is a simple platform to win or to actually run. But I just got to wonder why even the pistols they were sending were Draco pistols, which are little short AK pistols. And I just got to wonder why they sent those down there versus something that actually uses the same kind of ammo that they're used to or something like that. And that's always been a question of mine. And then if that's the case, I mean, that just takes this already big messed up bowl of pain that you guys have had to endure and really stirs it up.
Yeah. I don't know why they push them that style of weapon, but it makes you kind of wonder, though, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I'm being asked if you've ever been harassed since you guys have been trying to put pressure on the government. Has the government ever harassed you back while you've been harassing them?
No, not really. I mean, we've really been, like, laying low, kind of, like, waiting for the justice system to pan out. I mean, my mom kind of has faith in it, but I guess she's getting to the point now where she's just, it's taking a toll on her, and she's finally getting fed up. The flat-out lies. But as far as, like, we don't really harass ATF or FBI, I mean, we're better people than that. But, I mean, I'm getting to the point now where, you know, I got to start sending letters, even if it's got to go to the new, actually, I'll be sending one of the letters today I wrote to Grassley. I'll be sending that to Mr. Thompson today. But I was waiting until after everybody else got it. So he will be getting one. So, but I'm sure it's going to happen in the future. It might be happening now with our lawyers, my parents' lawyers. Who knows? I mean, just like they did in the Dotson case. You know, his lawyers were getting harassed by the DOJ and the ATF. I don't know if you heard about that. So,
did you send a copy of this to David Kodria like I suggested?
Who's that?
David Kodria.
I did.
Yeah, David will do something with this. Some of these things that you've got coming out in the letter, like the fact that you guys were barred from getting into Ryan's house for X amount of months and that they ransacked it and took everything away from him, that was a crime scene. That just, and I'm also being asked this, and this is something that I haven't heard you guys address. When he went to the site where he was shot, was he on just a regular patrol? Was he out there? Was this a task that he was going on there on some special tasking that he knew something a little hairy might be going on? Why was he sent where he was sent? Has that ever been made clear to you?
Well, you know what? I'll give you some detail. I can't probably give you all of it, but they're aware of the situation going on with the RIP crew. Well, you know the RIP crews are. They rob and pillage other, people coming across and other drug cartels. But these guys worked for the Sinaloa cartel and Sinaloa cartel. But they were using high-power weapons. But they've been tracking these guys for months and months and months, but could never catch them. So, and that's another thing, too, it's kind of, we find kind of weird and strange. It's, you know, the next day Brian was to get off, he had a 10-day furlough. I mean, it just the whole timing, the whole thing doesn't seem right about anything. And then, you know, something just keeps telling us to go back to these emails. But back to your question is, Brian and them have been working on these guys for, I think, 6 to 8 months, trying to track these guys down. So they knew they were in that area. They could just never catch them. And they're always, you know, it makes you wonder, hey, did they have, intel? Did they, from somebody else, from another agency? Because maybe these guys were taking the guns back, you know? Who knows what these guys are really doing with these guns? So, but these guns are set up in the desert for these guys to track and get. That's what I'm saying. I think Brian was aware of something, but I don't think he knew the extent of it. And I think that's why it could be something. It could not be. But I think that's why he wrote the union about, hey, this is what's going on here. Because, like I said in the letter, they threw us a bone, but they were never there. So, but I think they're aware of these rip crews taking guns back to, because these guys are coming in just across the border and they're just, you know, like, taking guns, money, and taking it back. So,
right.
But I think they were, so, but, yeah, they've been working on these same guys, the same crew for like 6 to 8 months before Brian's death.
And who was supposed to be, we're coming up on the last break, but who was supposed to be leading the investigation? This was the ATF?
You know what? That's, we don't know. We don't know. We just heard from Border Patrol. We don't know. We just heard from Border Patrol that, hey, your brother's been tracking these guys for 6 to 8 months, him and his crew, you know, and that's the only thing we heard. So everything other than that, ever since after they told us that, nobody talks to us about anything. No federal agents, no Border Patrol, nothing. They're all hush-hush.
So I'll ask you this when we get back. Ryan Terry Foundation, what's that website, guys? Give that out real quick.
HonorBrianTerry.com.
HonorBrianTerry.com. If you make a $100 donation there, they'll generate a receipt. You send it to me. If you got a 556 that you're looking to put a compensator on, there's still 11 battle comps out there with my logo on it. Send it to me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. I'll send it to my man, John Stankiewicz at Battle Comp. We'll get something sent your way, and this will be something for the Brian Terry Foundation. Last time, we're going to hand it back to Genesis. Guys, hang on for me one more time. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Attention taxpayers, if you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your
body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
All right, last time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This letter that the Terry family is sending to Senator Chuck Grassley is on my website. It is the top article. It's where the Brian, where they're coming in and ending their silence. Go open that up and copy and paste it and send it to each one of your senators. Let Senator Chuck Grassley get it, but send your senator a note saying, Chuck Grassley's getting this, but I'd like for you guys to look at it, maybe explain it to me and explain it to them. Whether your senator is new or old. Guys, I'm being asked as part of the letter, you're talking about the foreign criminal that was caught and tried, and this was done in a closed trial that you and the family could not go to. What was there? Everybody's wanting to know what that was about.
We don't really know what that was about. What I'm thinking and what the family's thinking is that they didn't want us to know details.
You literally could not go into, I mean, you were barred from going into a courthouse.
Actually, we went to the hearing to where they gave him his time, the sentencing.
Right.
However, I don't think he actually had a formal trial. I think he just took the pled guilty. And I think they agreed to that due to they didn't really want us to know what the details were. I mean, we actually have two more suspects in custody that we're supposed to go to court a couple times now, and they keep pushing it back. I think now it is in September.
Incredible.
And they said that we could go to this one, but I have a funny feeling it's not going to go to trial. I think it's just going to go straight to sentencing.
For you and the Terry family, does this mean that now, with what you're trying to do now, you guys are just trying to get some information, get some details, and at least try to know what happened to your brother?
Right. We just want the truth. If the truth hurts or opens up another can of worms, we just need to know the truth.
Well, everybody deserves the truth, and I'm most certainly you guys.
Right.
I mean, the thought that the government betrayed him and betrayed Jaime Zapata, and they're trying to sweep it under the rug, and they're trying to keep everything from you guys. I mean, I've seen nothing before today that you guys ever intend to go out there and just go ballistic on these guys. You just want to know. And your brother died, like you say, living a code, and they don't even know what that code means, do they? He lived the code of honor. They have no concept of that, do they?
No, he's spent his whole adult life protecting his country in the Marine Corps, police officer, Border Patrol, and BORTEC. His whole adult life has been spent protecting this country, and he deserves answers.
And I mean, it's,
yeah,
it's Go ahead. Go ahead, Kent.
I mean, he did spill blood on this country. I mean, he deserves that. You know, at least, you know what? Give him that respect, man. See, you know, this guy spilt his blood on this country. He deserves answers. His family deserves answers. But, you know, they can care less. You know, and it just aggravates you. The longer it goes by, the more aggravated I get. It's like, you know what? Now I'm like, I'm just tired of being silent. You know what? It's just, we need answers. Give us the answers. Like my sister said, it may hurt us, but you know what? At least we can move on or try to move on.
Find ways
to fix the problem.
I don't see how it could possibly hurt you. I mean, it's going to hurt you one way or the other. I mean, because there is no closure for you guys. There's no closure for this.
No, and we don't want to wake up one morning and hear that another agent or a police officer or anybody in the military that was killed on U.S. soil by a fast and furious weapon.
Well, I'm afraid that we're going to be hearing about that for years to come.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to happen. It's sorry to say that, but it's going to happen. But they might keep it hush-hush now, so...
I don't know. Another one surfaced the other day that was done in a big spray shooting in Arizona at an apartment complex, I think. And they tried to keep that from coming out, but it came out. So,
I know Sheriff Paul, I think 2 years ago, he did a raid on a place and they found fast and furious weapons. And, you know, he burned that out in the media. So, there's not that much media picks it up, you know. So.
Now, what are you guys going to do with this letter that you're sending out? Speaking of the media, how far? I mean, you sent it to David Kodrio. That's going to get you a little stuff. You're here talking with me about it. I want everybody listening to copy and paste it and send it to there. As a matter of fact, copy and paste it and send it to everybody you know, and get them to send it to their senators. But besides Cheryl Atkinson and some of these websites like townhall.com and dailycaller.com and some of the more conservative websites. How much play are you guys going to get? I mean, how many people are coming to you saying, hey, we want you to come on the show and talk about this, that kind of thing? Well, this is just the beginning of it, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I sent yours to you last night, but I sent everybody else this morning right before the show. So
right.
I sent to Fox and, like you said, all the media conservative, mostly the conservative. I did send it to the NRA, stuff like that. I mean, try to get to Wayne LaPierre. Maybe they can do something up there, put pressure on. I mean, because we need answers, man. That's my main thing, and it just needs to be spread out there. Like you said, it needs to be pushed. It doesn't need to be put at the bottom of the desk there underneath the stack of papers. It needs to be addressed. And so.
Well, after we get done today and later on today, I'm going to be sending this to Gun Owners of America and the Firearms Coalition as well. So, it'll begin to gain. But this is the sad part about it. This is the sad part about it. You guys are really, you're going against momentum here because, you know, you got Lois Lerner with the IRS. She walked away. You got Al Sharpton owes $4 million. He walks free. And you got Eric Holder who's done, I mean, not just this, but I mean, this is certainly the biggest thing he's done. He's been found in criminal contempt of Congress for this particular episode. He's walking around free. And deep in the back of my mind, I know Barack Obama has his hands in this, has his hands in the death of your brother, has his hands in the death of Border Patrol agent Jaime Zapata. They say the 300 civilians in Mexico. That's probably thousands. We don't know. And you know where the Sinaloas have their North American operation, their American operation? You know where their headquarters is?
No.
Isn't that Illinois?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Yeah. That's right.
Chicago. What and they're arming the Sinaloas. So.
What a coincidence. But you know what? you were saying, it's like, you know what? I could look at the IRS scandal with Lois Lerner. Why do you think she didn't get charged? You just answered it right there. How is it going to look for the DOJ to charge a lady for contempt? When they're held in contempt, when Eric Holder, head of DOJ, is held in contempt, how is that going to look on them?
Well, it's not going to look very good because she's just going to come out and say, well, they told me to do this.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, everything, well, why didn't they charge her? I'm like, because Eric Holder's held in contempt. How is that going to look if he charges somebody else with the same charge that he's got? How's that going to look? So
well, I'm sure. And the other thing, you know, we've talked about the State Department of State, you know, Hillary's in the wings. She deserves to be the next president. That's what they're telling us. And some of this stuff can't come up. Some of this stuff can't come up. I mean, so hopefully Obama, it comes up, though.
Obama sealed Fast and Furious for a reason. He sealed the case for a reason. He knows, I think it leads to other governments, just not ours. I think it leads to other governments involved. I really do. I think this has been going on longer than what they think, and I think it's more than 1,700 AK-47s, they say, because I've heard like 5,000 to 6,000. So, from certain people inside the field there, but I think there's other governments involved in this. I think that's why Obama's not just protecting Eric Holder. I think he's protecting a lot of people, including himself.
Yeah.
So, but the truth always surfaces. It always comes out. It might be.
Yeah. It shouldn't take this long. Not on this. Not on this one. Not when we're having our own killed because of it. Before we run out, let me first thank you guys for showing up here first. This was I have wanted to. This was like it's an honor and privilege to have had you come out here. Because I've been talking about this for 5 years, straight up, just 5 years. When it wasn't about the guns at the time, I was just straight up political talking, and I've been talking about it for 5 years. So having you on here and getting some things out here first and helping you with your calls directly is an honor and privilege. And I will be in touch with you, and we will continue this as it goes on until there's nothing to continue.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate your battle comp and you guys' doing a donation thing for Brian. That's great. I really appreciate that. And so is my family. So.
Well, my pleasure. You guys stay safe. I will be watching and monitoring, and I'll be in touch.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the support.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. We will do this again in 24 hours. Or no, not 24, 22. 22 hours, not 24. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.